Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me here today on Exhortations, brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we continue our series looking at God's men. Last time we saw how the husband is the head of the home and the head of the wife, Ephesians 5, verse 23, and this is what God has ordained, 1 Peter 4, verse 11. Today we look at how the husband and the father must be an example of believers. An example is a pattern or model to go by. Christ left us an example that we should follow in his steps, 1 Peter 2, verse 21. For to this you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Those who are opposed to a pattern are opposed to Christ, because the Bible is filled of patterns. The proper example can help to save others, especially our own wives and our own children. Matthew 5 and verse 16 bears this out. But also consider 1 Peter 3 and verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. And we know, of course, this can go other way as well. The husband can win his wife by his example. As you think about being a good example, we must use self-examination. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves." If we are to be God's men, let's make sure that we are being the proper example to believers. Thank you for listening.